第4、堕天使。堕天使の名は、いつしかその天の狩り人の動きを見かけた未完人から得たものである。ディオメディスの真ん中の工場を破壊しようとする悪夢が現れしきとき、その出来事を見かけた人々はこう語る。復讐の黒き影が遠い星空から見え、近づく姿は天使のものであった。敵討ちの天使のもの。この堕天使騎士どもは悪夢を抹殺し、新たな伝説が生まれてきた。それ以上の情報は得てありません。
Futaba hopped down from the top of the wall which surrounded the Koinata estate. She was wearing round, thick-rimmed spectacles of her own design, with optical illusion compensators and windscreen wipers.
Yuka-chan, what happened?
Kenshin was squinting around in amusement at the world in Quadrophonia.
The Pantyshot Raiders struck again! They must be stopped! Here, give me your hand!
Kenshin held out his hand to the nearest Futaba he could see. However, she turned out to be another optical illusion.
Somewhere unknown in a top secret, totally hidden SEMA facility right in the middle of the town.
The huge front wall of the room was covered with video screens. Most showed Nanooka from different points of view, also through Shiro's eyes.
There it was again. The air moved.
That was merely a gust of wind, just a draft.
But the windows are closed.
They're not airtight. I see no scientific proof of any celestial activity.
That's enough! What a stroke of luck. The Persicon's trait of honesty led to this emotional drama. I wonder when the Koinata offspring will finally break down and awaken her angelic powers.
Nakamura-san, with all due respect, but there might be no such—
Silence! She will! And if she doesn't by herself, we will make her!
Still, we haven't figured out who this new Koinata Makie is.
Major Ito pointed a remote at the screens, and they changed to Makie, who had just revealed the top part of Kuri's lacy underwear.
Kuri-chan, it seems there is something special I need from you.
Oh, hi! Makie-sama!
After the angel escaped from the Saeki property with her offspring...
Daughter!
Whatever. 10 years ago, she vanished. It took us 7 years to find the offspring.
Koinata Nanooka.
Whatever. In this town. To our surprise, the angel was gone and this nymphomaniac had taken the place of her mother. We have not detected any celestial energies ever since. I suggest we kill that strange woman. She definitely has a bad influence on the offspring.
Daughter!
Major Ito silenced Lieutenant Ikuko with his shock rod. SEMA President Nakamura nodded thoughtfully.
Yeah, it seems the Koinata offspring starts to copy the behavior of this, questionable woman.
They switched back to Nanooka and Shiro.
Shichan.
I know that I gave it to you as a gift. I'll get you a new one, I promise. Ne, Kuri-chan.
Makia's fingers skillfully worked their way towards Kuri's intimate breast ornament.
Gift? Oh, Makie-sama wants her gift back.
Oh, my sweet Kuri-chan, don't make such a sad face.
Makie bent down to gently pick off the circular brooch with her lips.
All right.
Makie let the adornment slip into her right hand and smiled while her left hand caressed Kuri's cheek.
See, it didn't hurt one bit. Please answer the door, Kuri-chan.
Hi. Of course, Makie-sama.
Kuri tugged up her bodice and deftly did up the buttons at the back of her dress. Then she flounced down the stairs to the intercom unit.
Koinata desu.
It's Futaba.
And Nakamura.
Please enter. Nanooka-san should be with you shortly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see the two of you here bright and early for a change.
Good morning, Sensei.
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to another day with my favorite students.
The wind picked up as a black and scarlet helicopter came in to land on the meadow next to the school's gate. The chopper's rotors nonchalantly blew skirts up, revealing a multitude of colorful panties and smooth white thighs. A man in a chauffeur's outfit hopped out, a school satchel in his hand. He helped a girl out from the passenger compartment after him. She walked calmly towards Yukio, Masayuki, and Omurda-sensei, her long black hair flying gracefully in the helicopter's backwash.
Good morning, Sensei.
Good morning, Shimada. Quite the entrance you're making this morning.
Well, I was becoming bored with coming to school every morning in the limousine. So my father suggested it might cut down on my transit time if I used his private helicopter instead. Come along now, Tetsu. We mustn't be late for class.
Of course, Satsuko-sama.
Ah, Satsuko-sama.
Hasegawa Aiko was splayed out on the footpath in a large X, her satchel in her left hand, her shoelaces undone, and her panties showing.
Awesome! That's Aiko-chan for you.
Yukio had drifted into a dimension of his own, watching the Satsuko. A softly blurred slow motion, with starry optical enhancements on the shiny parts of the picture.
Aiko-chan, you must be more careful.
Stop it, you perverts!
Oi, you're not supposed to be here yet.
Futaba covered her mouth with one hand as she blushed furiously.
Oops! I'm sorry!
Thank you, Satsuko-chan. I'm so sorry. It seems like I'm always causing trouble for you.
Not at all. Tetsu, carry Hasegawa-san's satchel for her.
Very good, Satsuko-sama.
Makia had clipped the fitting gem into Kuri's adornment as Shiro came down the stairs from behind. Makia froze due to a piercing, intangible feeling of familiarity. Shiro didn't notice any changes. He was still in pain.
I will prepare breakfast for Nanoka-sama now.
Hi, Shiro. Please, I'll be in my bedroom.
We're here for Nanoka-chan. Is she ready yet?
I believe Nanoka-san is still getting ready. Would you care to join her for breakfast?
No time.
Awesome! I keep forgetting how amazing this place is. This house must have everything.
Will Nanoka be long?
Yeah, I shouldn't think so. I will go and check on her progress if you like.
That would be great. Thank you.
Here's the tiara.
Makia sat down in front of her big vanity mirror. The breast adornment resided, still unattached, on the table. She held up the tiara and hesitantly put it on her head.
I'm almost ready, Kuri-chan.
You have visitors. Anzai-san and Nakamura-san.
Eh? Futaba-chan and Kenshi-kun? I'm almost ready!
A splitting pain seared through Nanoka's head. She squinted, reeling back for a moment before the sensation passed.
What was that?
again. Nanaka-chan told you to meet me after school this afternoon so we can install the package, right?
Yes, understood, Dr. Anzai. Good morning, Nakamura-kun. Nanaka-sama should be here any second now.
Does she always wake up so late? She's not gonna have time to eat breakfast if she wants to get to school on time.
Nanaka-chan's been tired a lot lately. She sleeps a lot more than she used to. Now that you mention it, I wonder why that is.
Perhaps she just takes her studies seriously. We can't be all geniuses like you, Futaba-chan.
I know. It's quite a shame, isn't it?
Do you want some tea or...
Shiro staggered briefly as vivid pictures shot unexpectedly through his mind.
A beautiful, radiant woman, engulfed in glistening white light, holding in her arm a cute little girl, perhaps 4 or 5 years old. The girl reminds me of Nanaka-sama.